Thank you, Rich.
Okay. All right. Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Rich?
Yes, you are.
Great,
are
Rich. I'm doing great, brother. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good to hear. And I'm pulling your account up right now. So it's Stewart Construction, right?
Yeah.
So like I spoke to you in the past. Let me see here.
You actually have. I was with you guys for a long time.
Yeah. Let me see here. Da-da-da-da-da. I talked to you about Google Guaranteed, I think. Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You never upgraded to that, though, right? Yeah, I don't see that you did.
No, I never upgraded to Google Guarantee or anything like that, but I always, the thing that was working for me the most was the Facebook ads.
Got it. So Facebook ads. Okay.
Let me see. Google ads and the Facebook ads.
Okay. So let me check what package you were on before. Our rates went up a little bit, but I could still grandfather you into the old rate you were on, you know? So let me just check and see what that was real quick. Give me 1 second, brother.
Yeah. Alright.
Okay, so you were $249 a month. That's with just the Facebook ads though. Let me see what you had into Google ads. Give me 1 second here.
Yeah, the Facebook ads did pretty well for me, actually.
Yeah, our Meta department, like, man, they're ridiculous. Like, they do such a good job, you know? They're like Facebook gurus over there. So every client I talk to, I get good feedback on it. They're like, man, I'm getting hits off of it. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So, I'm glad you did good for sure. The Google ads, so, okay. I might be wrong, but it says you were paying $50 towards the Google ads.
The cost per
click went way up though. So our minimum like budget recommendation for Google ads, we recommend you run at least 300 towards the ads to get sufficient results, you know? Cause the cost per click went up. So if you did the package you were on before, it would be the $249. That includes the Facebook ads, the local SEO, right? Let me see if you had a website too. Yeah, also the website.
Yeah.
And then if you wanted to add Google ads, I'd highly recommend you put at least 300 towards it to get like sufficient results. So just to make it easy, without the Google ads, you're looking at $249 monthly, like what you were paying before. And then if you want to run a Google ad campaign too, I'd highly recommend you put 300 towards that, which would make it at $549 a month with the Google ads attached.
Well, I mean, I have a Google presence online right now.
Okay. So you're thinking no Google ads basically, or?
Yeah, well, I don't know how that works. Like, I have, okay, so.
Talk to me.
I already have a Google presence for my business online right now, too. So, and I get calls off of that as it is. You know what I'm saying? So what I was trying to go off of, remember how I had the Facebook thing before?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Facebook ads? And that's kind of why I had so many calls, is because between the Google presence I had before on my own and the Facebook ads, that, you know, when I talk, I don't know. I think it might have, the guy's name that I talked to in the beginning, his name was Andrew.
Andrew, huh.
I think I started out with him. I don't know if you have an Andrew there. I think that's
we do. Right. He's in, like, management, though. And then we have another Andrew who's, like,
No, he was like, definitely a manager. Like, I spoke with him, and he knows me pretty well, because I'm pretty sure it was the manager guy, because when I started, it was, like, years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to run tell me what you want. So your Google presence is good. You want to essentially just run Facebook ads and Google ads then, right? So no local SEO. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, sounds good.
I kind of wanted to get into the same plan I had before because, I mean, what I had before was working.
Right, you know right. That was the 249 plan, 249 monthly.
Yeah, because it was working and, you know, I was getting, you know, at least, you know, 3 or 4 calls a week, you know, that's about my minimum for me to be able to handle, you know what I mean? You know, okay. I don't have a bigger crew as I do down here in Florida as I did up there. Up there, I had like, you know, 15, anywhere from 13 to 15 guys full time.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, and I was kind of getting stressed the fuck out too much about it. You know what I mean?
Are you still in Crestview?
Yeah, I live in Crestview now.
Okay.
So I moved from Maine. My business was up in Maine and I moved down to Florida and my business is down in Florida now.
Got it. So it's the 404 Tobago Court, right? Crestview.
Yeah.
32536. Okay. And then same number too, right? The 207-636-6613.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. Perfect. And your website's down, right? So I'm going to attach a website for you as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So
I'll have a different Google presence on there too.
No, we don't have to restart with the Google business profile. So what they'll do, if we're not still added on as manager, they'll just walk you through adding us on as manager to it. So we could get in, optimize it, add your website, right? And then you're going to have the social media ads running for you as well.
Oh, okay.
So I'm putting you in the same exact package you were in before.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me see.
That's what I was going to call you, Steve. I was used to call me out there and there's everything out there. Go to Walmart and find you a wire because the sucker thinks the light.
I knew that. That's why I told him to wait. It's not the same.
And he starts driving close. Sorry, he was only about math.
He can't take my trailer unless he has the right connection to the light. Okay, well, that's what I was saying. That's why I wanted him to wait.
Wouldn't you have to go get a new wire anyway?
Yeah, you would have had to get a new wire.
Why did you have to wait?
For an adapter.
He knows that. Why do you have to wait?
I'm calling. No, if he's going to get it, whatever. At least I don't have to pay for it.
But why would the wire be different from the light? What's that mean?
Because my wire, that's for my truck. My truck's a 3500. He's trying to put it on a half ton. Or a quarter.
Oh.
Yeah. The lights are, like, totally different. It's like a smaller output. Yeah. That's why I told him to wait. I knew that's why he was trying to do it, and then he came here. All right. Sorry, man.
Oh, you're good, brother. I'm just I'm getting everything assigned right now. So give me one second here. I'm going to reschedule. I know you're a reactivated account, but I'm going to reschedule a client interview, too. That way they could just make sure, like, your keywords and everything's correct, too. Okay.
Yeah, they could use basically everything that I had going on up there, up in Maine, you could basically switch it and just kind of like piggyback it down to here.
Yeah.
And just basically switch the whole account. You know what I mean? It should be easy for you. You know what I mean? Switch
no, it will be 100%. They just, we just set a client interview on a reactivation just to make sure we have everything like dialed in on how you want it to look, et cetera. And they'll go over, like, your website to you, like, how you want that to look, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the package assigned. Is it going to be for the 249, right? Or is it the same card we have on file for you from before?
No, it's a different one.
Okay, got it, because I see it didn't expire yet. That's why I was like, okay. The card you're going to use, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It is Visa.
Visa, okay. And ready for that card number when you are?
4355.
Mm-hmm.
4625.
Okay.
02
mm-hmm.
52.
Okay.
9766.
All right. Expiration date?
0427.
All right. And the CVC code?
613.
All right. And the billing address, I'm assuming it's not the main, right, address? It's the new one?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the new one.
404 to Baker.
No, wait, no, it's, no, it's actually, that's not the right address either. It's actually 370, I moved from there, so it's actually 372.
Okay.
Beach at West, it's West Beach Ave.
West?
But not Beach as in... Yeah, but it's the same town, Crestview.
Got it. Crestview. Okay, give me a
but
second.
But the beach is spelled B-E-E-C-H.
Got it. So I got 372. Okay. It came up as Beach Ave West. So the West was on the back end. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that's okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
and then
know
Crestview,
why.
325-36.
Yeah, my mail comes as West Beach Ave, but then when you punch it into Google and all those other places, it comes up as Beach Ave West.
Yeah, super weird. So, I can put it how it is on your billing though. So it's 372 Beach West Ave, right? Is how it should be.
It comes up on the mailing. When I get my mail, it says West Beach Ave, but then like every place else, it comes up as Beach Ave West, so just keep it at
right.
Beach Ave West then, if that's
okay.
Where it's coming up on the computer, because this way it doesn't get confusing for anybody.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, so let me update that. Okay, give me a
Which is really weird coming from the post office, which why it shows up like that. It's fucking weird.
Super weird. So this 404 Tobago Court, that's no more, right? I should switch it all to the 372
yeah, no.
Beach Ave. Okay, perfect.
No. Yeah, that's no more. Yeah.
All right, got you. Change it. Boom, 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 boom. Awesome. And now I'll read a. So I already coded out the card. I'm gonna process the payment, and I'm gonna read a voice
yep.
verification to you. Okay. You probably went through this
yep.
years ago, so I just got to do it again. So okay. It reads yep. like this: Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be
yep.
recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Stewart Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Richard Stewart, owner of the company.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree
yep.
to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is October 24th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum
okay.
package. When the term is
yep.
completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue
okay.
your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So if I wanted to cancel, I have to do it 3 days in advance, right?
Yeah, we put that in for weekends and holidays, basically. So just call me before your next billing if you want to pause it or anything.
Okay, so like if I'm going to take off for like 3 weeks or something like that for a month and say, hey, look, you know, I'm going to be gone for this whole month or something, you know, because
yeah.
that does happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree, definitely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be your new account lead on this too, okay? I'm really active with my clients. So if you ever have any questions, you could contact me directly. I just sent you a text with my direct line and extension. So you have that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
And your name is Dan, right?
Yes, sir. Dan. Dan. It'll say Daniel Nelson, but I go Dan, Daniel. My family calls me Danny, so whatever.
Yes. so what do you prefer? Right. Do you prefer,
Dan.
Danny or Dan?
Yeah, Dan's fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's, I go by all three, like some people.
Yeah.
My full name is Richard, and then I just go by Rich, you know what
right.
I mean? But
like, so you know how it goes.
My wife,
yeah.
my wife calls me Dick, and then I have to, you know, make her stop.
funny,
I don't know
man.
How you, I don't know how you get Dick out of Richard, but that's
right.
really fucked up.
Well, my wife calls me Dick too, and Dan's not even close to Dick, you know, I'm just kidding. my wife actually works at the same company too. Yeah, so it's pretty cool, man.
Oh, your wife works?
Yeah, we met her. We met her like, what is it, 7 years ago, you know? So.
I was going to say, hopefully you don't work in the same department so you guys get at least get a break from each other, right?
Well, so when COVID happened, they had us work from home remotely, which I love, man. So I'm in one room, she's in another room in the house, you know, and, We keep work and all that like separated, you know what I'm saying? So we have our own
yeah.
space. I coach football too. She does all these like you know, church events and stuff. So we got our own separate stuff. We get our breathing room for sure.
You know what's funny? At one point I actually had thought about doing the same thing you're doing. You know what I mean? Like the
coaching?
You know, the the local lead type
oh,
thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where you,
mm-hmm.
Because they had this thing online or whatever, and I was like, hey, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, it's a lot harder than people thinking, but, you know, I'm like, I probably could still do it, you know, because I've, you know, dealt with you guys so much, you know, and I dealt with Angie's List, and I dealt with Home Advisor, and you guys are the best ones so far, by
appreciate
far.
Appreciate that, man.
So far.
We really
yeah.
work hard, you know. And I'll tell you this, man, I can't even do it all on my own. Like, we have a whole team, you know, like different departments, one that handles the website, one that handles the Facebook ads and all that good stuff, you know. So, you're absolutely right. It's hard for, like, one person to be able to stay on top of all this stuff, you know. Like, I set up the accounts and then I make sure you guys are taken care of. But let's say I had my own business, I couldn't optimize it on that. I don't know how to do all that stuff, you know. So
yeah.
that's why we have all those departments, though, you know. So it's a good team over here for sure. We try to take care of our clients.
Yeah, well, my
you know
the thing too is like my wife works with me too, so she handles the payroll for the guys. Right now I've got three or four guys right now, and she handles the payroll for the guys. Keeps track of their hours, and she.
That's a tough job.
And then on
thank
top
God
of
you have her, you know. Like.
Yeah, and then I also go out, like when I go out to do and talk to customers and check out, and then I come back, and then I write everything out on a spreadsheet for her or paper or whatever. So then she transfers everything from that, and then
teamwork.
You know makes the estimate look good with the logo and everything, and does all that and finalizes everything and. You know, I do the math for it and then put it on the paper and she fucking, you know, submits it or emails it to them or, you know, it's, yeah, she definitely helps. If I didn't have her, if we're a team, basically, if I didn't have her, we, you know,
sounds like
she didn't have me
right there.
Like, yeah. I actually just signed a job, 2 days ago that I just started to do the foundation for. It was $110,000.
Oh, dang. Good, man. Good.
Yeah,
it was a roll.
Addition. Yeah, it's a addition. It was a 52 by 13 addition, and they wanted two rooms, a room on each side, built, and they want a patio in the middle with a slider and windows on both sides of the rooms.
A lot of people are doing that, right? They're adding on instead of buying houses right now, is what a lot of clients have been telling
cheaper.
Me. You know, Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, super. For sure. Yeah, instead,
like ADUs,
you know, instead of buying
are really big from what I've been hearing. Yeah. A lot of people are doing those too.
Well, you think about it, there 50 actually no, it's actually 54 feet actually. So 54 feet by 13 feet. So each room, the two rooms on the end are going to be one's going to be a 10 by 16. The one in the middle will be a 10 by 14, and then the one at the end, the kids' bedroom, will be a 10 by 12.
Bro,
so
it's like a little house.
Gaining, basically building them a little house off the side of their house. You know what I mean? Where we've been there for like 2 days already, and we got the I rented the excavator and we dug the footings and we leveled off the ground, and tomorrow we should be able to build out the plywood for the footings. Hey,
good.
Do you got the plug?
Hey.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah,
they got
right.
No, there's one. No, they have one. The auto parts store.
The Walmart. O'Reilly.
O'Reilly has.
There's a Cambia.
No, Lowe's.
Lowe's.
Lowe's. You have to go to Lowe's.
Well, there's Rafi.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. Where's the
Is it no bueno?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on, my guys.
Oh, take your time, brother. Yep.
All right.
That's
for your side. That's for your side.
Yeah, this
working. Oh, okay.
Working.
So what is it? So hold on. Does that fit into that?
Yeah. No. No.
No. You need the one that you need the these are both these are both female fittings. You need you need a male for a female fitting. So you need a male fitting. Mine's a female.
Yeah.
I've got the vagina. You need a dick.
Yeah, but Lowe's.
Yeah, Lowe's. Yeah,
no,
Lowe's.
O'Reilly, come
here. Yeah.
Come to Lowe's.
You want to run? Okay, I'll bring you to Lowe's. Yeah, all right. I'll keep you on the phone while I'm driving, okay?
Yeah. No, it's perfect. Okay. I'm just, all I got to do is set your client interview up. And I noticed, too, did you want to add your wife on as an authorized user so she can make changes, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. She's right here. Hold on.
All right. What's your name, man?
What? What is this for?
I'm just adding you as an authorized user to your account. That way, you're able to make any changes at any point, too.
Gotcha. Right, so what do you need?
I just need your first name, and then I'm going to add your number, too, so it's on the account.
Okay. My first name is Taylor.
Taylor. Got it. And then phone number?
207.
Okay.
636.
Okay.
6624.
6624?
Yep.
Okay, so I got 207, 636, 6624. And just so you know, Taylor, you're not going to get like a bunch of calls or spam or nothing. Like, I'm just adding you in so when you call, we know who you are, you know?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to add you as an authorized user. Yeah, that's it. Last thing, I just got to schedule a client interview with Rich or you, either way. This way they could just nail down the keywords again, how you want your website to look, et cetera.
Okay.
Okay, so do you know what time tomorrow would work best?
Huh? Yeah? You still need to talk to her?
Oh, no, I'm good. I got everything from her. Right? I just added her as an authorized user. The next thing, though, is I just need to schedule that client interview. So I know you have that job tomorrow. So what time would work best for you?
Probably after 5.
After 5? Okay, I have a 5 p.m. or a 6 p.m. You want to do the 6?
Yeah, 6 is good. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to have a technician call you, and I'll call first just to introduce you to them. Okay?
Okay. All right, so
I sent you your login credentials because I doubt you have them from before. So I sent you your username and password too for your tracking system.
You guys have an app now for your stuff?
We do. I'll ask them to walk you through downloading it too.
Okay.
Okay, because I never used the app before. I just would always get either text messages from you guys.
It's brand new. They just added the app, yeah. I want to say 3 months ago.
Yeah, so I kind of figured it would only be a matter of time until you guys got an app.
Yep, we got it. So it's so new, though. I don't watch you guys how to download it. In the client interview or after the client interview, they'll set all that up with you.
Okay.
But it's super easy. It takes 0% battery. They walk you through it. They just haven't really showed my side how to do it yet. It's that new, you know?
Yeah. When I first moved down here too, I started with you guys and, I didn't have my Google presence set up at the time, and it took me like friggin' 3 weeks just to get, 2 or 3 weeks just to get my Google presence set up here for that. So I was waiting until I got a little bit of call from that stuff before I could, you know, start doing the Facebook ads with you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This way I would have more come in, you know?
Yeah, now, so like, they require video verifications and advanced verification. Like, it's a little more difficult to get you verified. But you already did that part,
yeah.
So that's golden. You know, so they'll send you a manager request for your Google page. So everything you did will still roll how it is. But they're just gonna optimize it. So basically, make it even better. And you have a
Are they able to attach it to the Google presence that I have online right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if you punch in contractors in Crestview, Florida, you'll see my Google presence.
Oh, I already found it. So. Yeah, that's the first thing I searched. So I saw you have it. They're not going to, like, restart or recreate one. They're just going to add your keywords to it. They'll add your website that will design for you, right? And then on top of that, too, you'll have the social media ads running as well. I put you in the same package you were in before.
Okay. And you changed. Can you widen the mileage to?
Yeah. How far do you want it?
What did I have on there before?
I'll tell you right. Hold on. I just got to go into the notes. Give me 1 second.
That was probably. I think it was probably. Hey, babe, I'll be back. I'm gonna run him to go get that piece. He grabbed the wrong piece, so I'll be right back. Okay.
All right. See, you had it as. Where is it?
I'm taking the car. Yeah, I'm going to drive the car. All right. John, here. I'm going to take him. Yeah, he wants to keep his truck there. Just waiting because he got the wrong hookups for the light.
Can you go and get there?
It says 50 what? Miles was in here before. Is that the same radius or?
I mean, hey, Lalu, you ready? Okay. 50 miles, like, I was going town to town, like, 50 miles, how far is that of a drive? Like,
yeah.
An hour and a half.
Give me 1 second.
Hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah. Why, you want to drive? Yeah, you can drive. I don't give a shit.
All right. So let me see. Da-da-da-da-da.
Hey. You drive? Yeah, you drive. I ain't driving. Fuck that.
Okay.
She knows I'm on the
miles.
Phone with you. I don't know why my wife is trying to call me. She knows I'm on the phone with you.
They take you all the way to Evergreen.
Evergreen. Well,
hold on.
So the surrounding towns that are close to me would be, hold on. Hold on a second, dude. Alright. So, the surrounding towns, close to me would be, let's see, what do I have? Milton. Navarre, Pensacola, as long as it's hitting those areas.
Pensacola, Fort Walton is a definite.
Fort Walton.
So definitely, because like these are big cities. Like
yeah,
Fort
yeah,
Walton's
yeah.
a city, Pensacola's a city. Like you, like I should be able to like if they focused on Pensacola and Fort Walton, I mean I should be able to even pull enough work just out of there.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I know. I.
And then you said Milton. What was the other one? You said Navarre. Am I saying that right?
Navarre. Yeah,
Navarre. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I don't know how many miles are out of there. And Defoniac. I don't know how the fuck you spelled it. Defoniac.
It's all good. I'll find it. So those are the Defoniac, Fort Walton, Pensacola, Navarre, Milton, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then I'll find the spelling on Defoniac right now. Let's see. I got it.
Right.
It's Defuniak. Oh wait, no, that's wrong. Hold on. Defoniac. No, that is it Defoniac Springs? Is that right?
Yes, Defoniac Springs.
Okay. Defoniac Springs.
Yes.
Okay, so that
and,
is
and
right.
So
I saw the spring. That's wrong. Yeah, I know you're
I'll,
in Crestview.
I'll go as far as up into Alabama too, like Andalusia, up, like I'll go up that way too. So like if the 50 miles is like a radius, I don't know what they do for like a radius and circle. So do you think it would be better if I put like 100 miles or something?
Yeah, we could put 100 miles on it. It's just going to be more territory. So like when I do 100 miles here, give me a second. It takes you as far right before Montgomery.
I think that's what
north.
How many miles did I have on the on my one in Maine? Was it 50 miles or 100 miles?
The one I went into, it said it was 50. Our tech team though, they're the ones that do that, so they're able to go into the back end and see exactly what was on it. So I'm just seeing what the notes were. You know what I'm saying? So it might have been different. It's probably a better question for the technician. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just keep it at 50 for now, that'd probably be fine.
Yeah, I'll just put 50, and then I'll highlight those cities, too, that you told me, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so
yeah,
I'm going to get all these notes over just for, you know, for the reactivation. I sent you your calendar invite, too. So on the calendar invite, it'll say local splash CI for client interview, EN for English. And then 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder too. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And that call, it's going to come from our 877 number. Okay. The same number I texted you. And I'll call first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay.
Like if you guys need any of my info to be able to modify my, my Google presence and stuff like that to attach the website to it too, that would be good.
All you gotta do
is
add us, so they walk you through that in the client interview, but I'll shoot you the email with the instructions right now, just so you could kinda take a look at it before the interview, and if you wanna do it before the interview, that's fine. If not, they'll go ahead and walk you through it in that interview. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, that works.
And it's the same, it's the rsolana3, right, at Gmail? Is that the right email address?
Nope, I have a different.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a different email now.
Okay, what's the new one?
Stu, STEW.
Mm-hmm.
Construction.
Okay.
79@gmail.com.
Okay, so I got stuconstruction79@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay, my bad. I should have asked that. So let me resend these emails right now. Let me do the client interview.
Yeah, that email is like long gone. I got rid of that one.
Okay. So
That's probably why I haven't gotten any responses from you guys either.
Yeah, so, might be for sure.
I know I got some texts about you guys wanting me to join back up and all this stuff before and
got it.
How long does it usually take between the time I signed up for you guys? Like if I wanted to try to get leads like right away, like you know what I mean? Like after this job was, you know what I mean, done, because I'm going to be at this job for another month and a half. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how long does it usually take you guys probably to, you know, start pulling in leads and stuff like that?
45 to 60 days. is what we send in writing.
45.
Yeah. 7 to 14 days, though, we have everything, like, optimized. We have your website up. We have your ads running. You know what I'm saying? But we say all the emails and stuff we send you now, we say to expect 45 to 60 days. When you were with us before, the emails used to say 30 to 45 days, you know? So
yeah.
we kind of upped it a little bit just to kind of under-promise, over-deliver type of thing, you know?
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look for that part for him, too.
Oh, you're good. Good. Yeah, I shot you I updated the email, so I sent you your login credentials for your dashboard, and then also too, I'm gonna send you that email on adding us to the Google Business profile. Okay, so you should have that,
okay.
And I set the calendar invite as well. That appointment's at 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll hear from you tomorrow then. Okay.
Yes, sir. You got it. And I'll send you an email and text reminder 1 hour before the appointment. Okay?
All right. All right. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. You have a great night, okay? Congratulations on starting again. All right.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.